Well, after being delayed by a few weeks, the day has arrived with Sunshine Coast Council to adopt its new budget. The original date for the budget adoption last month was pushed back after an error was found in how depreciation was calculated, which has impacted financial statements in recent years, meaning the budget will be pushed into the red to the amount of about $20 million. The delay giving auditors more time to ensure the new budget is based on accurate figures. Councillor Rosanna Natoli will deliver the Mayor's budget speech, followed by discussion and voting. The local road toll has risen again following the death of a young motorcyclist at Caboolture. The 19-year-old Bellmere man died when the KTM dirt bike he was riding collided with a white Ford Ranger along Palmerstone Road at the intersection of Argyle Street early on Saturday night. Investigations into the circumstances leading up to the crash remain ongoing. The Sunshine Coast-based Lifeline aeromedical crew flew to Double Island Conservation Park at the weekend to airlift a boy who had fallen from a swing and suffered head injuries. The child was flown to the Queensland Children's Hospital in a potentially life-threatening condition. Police are continuing to probe the deaths of two men who were found inside a unit complex in Maroochydore on Friday. Their bodies discovered during a welfare check at the social housing property on Kingsford Smith Parade. The resident, a 65-year-old man, and another man from Mountain Creek, aged 56, were found inside, and it's understood the pair were known to each other. Police believe there's no ongoing threat to the public. And the Reserve Bank is meeting shortly, and experts are tipping further financial relief for mortgage holders. Most believe another cash rate cut will be announced tomorrow afternoon, bringing it to 3.6%.